This podcast is brought to you by Pride NZ and Rainbow Youth.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm good.
That is good. What's your name?
Danny.
Okay, Danny, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
I am 22.
Say anything at all about your personality. What do you like to do? Like, do you work?
I study IT.
IT?
And I like video games and music.
What type of video games do you like?
I like RPGs.
RPGs, like Final Fantasy or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, what type of music do you like?
Lots.
Lots
and lots.
For example...
What's that? Mongolian throat singing, you said? I do quite like that. And country music. And just all sorts.
All sorts. There's a good mix of stuff.
Oh, yes.
Mm. So, are you from Pali?
From Manawatu, yeah.
Manawatu. Mm. Born and bred.
Yeah.
So, what sex are you?
I am a man.
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 Do you know what gender identity is?
Not really.
Yeah. What gender do you identify with? So either female, male, or any other gender?
I suppose I go with male.
Male. And what is your sexuality?
I am gay.
You're a gay.
I am a gay, yes.
Yeah. Hi. With the click thing.
As he snaps fabulously.
So, I forgot what's going on. And what is your cultural identity or ethnicity?
It's New Zealander.
New Zealand European.
Yeah.
And how do you express yourself in a masculine or feminine camp? Twink.
A little bit middle of the road.
So in between.
Yeah.
Mm. As you do.
What?
Stretching. Do you have a big collection of jeans?
Stripy ones.
Apparently, we have to talk about your jeans.
From Glass. Oh, those ones. My fabulous stripy jeans. Yes. From Glassons. They're cool.
Yeah. Fabulous. You gotta talk about the jeans, yeah, from Glassons.
You're at length.
Yeah.
So, when did you realise that you were gay?
When you came out of the uterus?
Yeah. I was 15, I guess, properly, when I realised.
What happened? You notice there's a boy across the room, and
I had a boyfriend since I was 13, and then it took me 2 years to click.
You had a boyfriend since you were 13?
Yeah, and didn't quite realise that I was properly into guys until I was 15.
So, you were, like, bisexual when you...
Yeah.
How about before then? Did you had an attraction to boys before that?
Not really, that I can, like, remember anything.
You just randomly got into a relationship with a boy at 13.
Just casually.
When was that? It was like an early high school or?
Yeah, first year of high school.
What was that relationship like?
It was good. It was good.
Young love.
Yeah.
Did you ever had a moment where you had to, when you didn't accept your sexuality, I think it's like a denial.
Probably, I think that led to me being oblivious to it for a couple of years.
What do you mean by oblivious?
He doesn't click.
Realising that I was gay and into guys until I was 15.
Mm.
Which is, probably... tied into denial.
And then you had to click.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boys, I like them.
Yeah, and had a bit of a freak out. And I was like, oh,
I don't like boys.
Yeah, like, I shouldn't like boys.
And you just look in the mirror and it's like, just get a hold of yourself. You like boys. You like that cock.
It's like, come on, Duba.
Be the true you. So, so, are you out of the closet?
He screams it, darling.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't hide it or anything, but, says I'm not insanely fabulous.
There's sometimes where
there's
I question.
There's sometimes where I'm incredibly fabulous, but...
He'll have a glass of wine and get incredibly fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Indeed.
Oh, what's your favourite wine?
That's a good question for me, actually.
Real so loose. Probably white.
White. Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, ooh, Pinot Gris.
Chardonnay is good.
Chardonnay.
A good Chardonnay.
A good Chardonnay.
It's a nice little crisp bite to it.
As they do. Yeah. So, when did you first came out?
When did you first come out?
Come out.
English.
I was 15. Well, actually, mate. Maybe I was 14. Or 15, I think. Yeah, I think I was just 15.
Who did you tell first?
I told my mum.
How did your mum react to that?
She was fine. I was a mess, but she was fine.
Were you in tears a bit?
Yeah, oh, I didn't quite. I was like,
oh, I don't understand.
I don't know how to tell you.
I'm gay!
Grandchildren for you.
See, what I find funny is the fact that you like it's like I'm gay, and it's more like coming out to your parents about saying I'm pregnant is probably more frowned upon now.
Well, how dare you?
You should get a TV show if you're pregnant.
You know, there should be a TV show of people coming out of the closet.
That could get really good, actually. I really like the sound of that. I think that's my next project after this, after the business.
Queer as Folk is already made.
Yeah, but Queer as Folk is a TV show.
Yeah, it's not
like
reality.
Reality TV. Oh, right, reality TV one.
I forget. That's reality
TV. Or something like that. What would be called? Coming Out!
Imagine the drama on that show.
Out of Narnia.
Shit.
Oh, I love it! I can picture
coming
it now.
Coming up this week on Coming Out, the biggest cat fight ever.
Out of Narnia.
Yeah, coming out of Narnia was my job.
So, so who did you, how did the reaction go when you were telling your friends that you were gay?
I didn't ever really tell them.
You can just kind of assume.
Like the real close ones I told. And, like...
You let Facebook do the rest.
Oh, no. I was late to that game.
Yeah,
I was so late to that party. Holy
I was so crap. Late to that party. I was, like, turned up and everyone had gone.
It was 2010 that I got on there.
I was 2011, very late 2011.
We held out.
I think I was 2009 myself.
Jeez. Yeah, I held out for ages.
I was like,
until no one
I'm too
on,
much of a hipster.
No one was on Bebo. I was like, oh, damn. If I want to talk to people, I have to go on Facebook. Fine.
Yeah. First MySpace, Bebo. Then Facebook.
Loved MySpace. I still have my MySpace.
I still have my Bebo.
My Bebo is still there, but I don't use it.
I deleted my
Bebo. I don't. I still go on there. I'm like, yeah, I got so much love. Mm. Well, no, I didn't.
Mm. So, I see. Winston still has his. So I was like, you know, keep using it.
Why not? So, you had a bit of a support system with your friends and family. They accepted your sexuality.
Friends, yeah, family was a bit mixed.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to give an example of those mixed reactions?
I have some really religious family members.
Oh dear.
Yeah.
Ah, religion, you're a good friend.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, okay.
Are you religious yourself?
No, very much not so. At all.
Not at all.
Well, much.
You try not to be.
Yeah, well, not any of the Christian religions.
Spiritualisms.
They just keep, yeah. Spiritual, like, Wiccan, pagan, Buddhist.
And stuff. So, have you been in relationships before?
Yes.
Yes. Would you like to give some examples? How many relationships have you been in?
Hang on, I need to count. Hey, Danny, give me your hands. I need to add my toes.
there's a lot.
Remember, there's a difference between flings and relationships.
Proper relationships, maybe, like... ten proper actual relationships, I suppose, yeah.
And, like, a lot of flings.
A lot of...
let's not even go there.
Would you like to tell us about one of your relationships?
The nicest one.
The nicest one. I suppose it's probably my first one. It's always the good one.
How long did they last?
About, well, 2 years.
Oh, yeah, the one from that 13. One,
yeah. That was nice.
Like, hold hand. Oh, did you both go to, like, the same high school or something?
We did.
Was it a bit obvious that you two were together?
No, like, it was very much out of school that we would ever, like, do anything. And,
well, at least it wasn't at school.
Well, you know, there were some places at school, but, yeah, we weren't very, like, obvious or anything at school.
You tried not to be?
Oh, we just kind of weren't. He was a different year group. And
how much older than he was you?
Was
he 13 or something?
Yeah, he was 17 at the time when we first got together.
Mm. Oh, well.
So then it was only... And then the next year he wasn't at school.
Yeah, see, for me, that was pretty much the same. I was 17 and Freya was 14, so...
Mm-hmm. It works. Like, it's quite good. And
so you were happy in your relationship?
Yeah, we weren't, like, exclusive, though, because he was all like, oh, you're young, and do things, experiment and stuff, but, like...
How does it end?
He moved to Germany.
Oh. He ran to Germany.
ran as far away as bloody possible.
That's like things. He did music, and so he was all over the world with orchestras and symphonies.
Oh.
So, yeah. Wasn't like a problem or anything.
It was a mutual kind of, I have to go.
I mean, I think we both sort of knew it would end at some stage.
Especially at that age.
So, how do you meet other people in the LGBTIQ community?
Basically wears a shirt.
I Facebook stalk people. no, I suppose.
How'd you meet me?
Through friends! Remember, we lived here for 2 weeks casually together. <That's right. laughs> probably just through friends. And.
You're actually probably one of the people that I get introduced to the LGBTIQ community through. Like, you know, you bring people around or you know people, and I'm like, hey, I don't know you, but hi!
Yeah.
Hi! How you doing?
How's it?
How you doing?
How's it?
So, what is your definition of virginity?
Like, of having virginity?
Virginity itself.
Virginity itself. I think a lot of people were like, oh, I'm still a virgin, I've only done blowjobs and stuff, but I think that counts. I must say.
Being like, intimate with someone.
Just, yeah, any mutual sexual contact with someone. Penetrational, I guess, it would have to be in any sense. It would definitely lose virginity.
You pop the cherry.
Yeah. Well, you know, but mouth is still, gets penetrated, I guess. So that still counts, I guess.
Well, because for lesbians it's quite hard because you don't have anything there to penetrate them with.
What, down there? Or... mouth.
Don't really want to go into
it. I'm missing my tongue.
Yeah. Anyway, have you experienced or received any abuse because of your sexuality or gender identity?
A little bit, I suppose, over the years.
Do you get faggot yelled at you on the streets?
No, most people don't pick up somehow these days. I think they just get filed under a little bit strange.
Heterosexual.
Yeah, but I've got the arty sort of side to fly under, so... I don't know, it's hard to sort of tell whether it is just because you're gay these days, because, you know, he's so gay, it's just sort of like a go-to kind of insult. So it sort of makes it a bit harder. But I've never sort of, like... only, like, once or twice can I think of, like, specifically being sort of singled out because I was gay, or people thought I was gay kind of thing.
Okay. Well, thank you for the interview.
You're very welcome.